This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, final segment with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I want to invite him back up for an hour, 2 hours. We're soon to cover the whole waterfront and to take calls. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. But suddenly we've been told there's no human future. It's all going to just, you know, be us here in virtual reality. But Trump is definitely with Elon Musk, who got that biggest heavy lifting rocket in the world up into space. Big coup. And it's, you know, we're back in space. America is going to release all these suppressed technologies, disruptive technologies, as they're called. That's why a lot of the corrupt power structures are so upset. But a lot of other groups are very, very excited. And I was told by folks that were in the meetings with the president and Musk, and I was told, go ahead and talk about it, that they've already got a little base on the dark side of the moon. They've got 3D printers ready. They've got a bunch of other stuff to do a test rocket to Mars in the next couple of years. They're just going to announce it. Unmanned, and then they're going to have manned go. And then the excitement around that is exactly what we need. So in closing, Dr. Pachinik, how important is humans going back into space?
Exceedingly important. Let me put it this way. I want people to think of the following. You're putting two men into a capsule, which is going at 17,000 miles per hour, Mach 2, and at the same time, they're traveling for 19 hours straight right into space. From that point on, we have to get to Mars, which is many, many weeks away from the moon. And that becomes an imperative dynamic for Trump. Trump will increase the amount of money and the amount of allocations that will go to the space warfare, also the missiles and our spaceships. He's committed to that. Secondly, Trump is committed to increasing the funding of our infrastructure. He will start putting money out, and I think once he gets reelected, you will see tunnels, bridges, and people going back to work. The beauty of our republic, and they have to understand this, we've been through many revolutions and internal disruptions. The problem I have is that, unfortunately, the African-American or the black is used as the model of inefficiency or being the scapegoat. That's pathetic, and that's arrogant, and that's absolutely incorrect, because the blacks have improved over the past 30 years. They're in the middle class. They're working. They have their own businesses, and they could care less for what the liberals have to say. What has to happen if we're going to have a dynamic relationship in politics is that we need a completely newly constituted Democratic Party, but that's not my problem. That's the problem of the Democrats. If you keep all those old Jewish men there and the old Italians, it's like the mafia. It's when Meyer Lansky and Longies Willman and Luciano all got together, but it's antiquated. And that's what you have with Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. It's basically a mob, the old Italian Jewish mob. It's antiquated. Trump doesn't represent that. Ironically, he comes from New York, but he's not liked by anybody. He was never in the Xi public. He's a multi-billionaire. And what he is he's an individualist, and he treats you as an individualist. And the irony, and what I'm glad to have seen, is that Mike Pence, the vice president, has really come forward, both as an executor and executive of the COVID problem and the space warfare and the space relationship, and he's come forth as a very effective candidate to become president of the United States. I'm pleased by that, because it could be Trump for another 4 years, and after that it'll be 8 years of Mike Pence. Having said that, I'm saying it only because I do have faith in our republic, and those elements that are trying to destroy our republic, they're not relevant. The only reason they're relevant is much sound and fury, which signifies nothing. And in effect, they know this is the end of their own entourage and their own little kabuki. Because
so you're saying, though, from all the folks you know in different intelligence agencies everywhere else who are patriots overall, they're done with the old system. It's done. And no matter what they pull, it's not going to work.
Exactly. Because, look, are we going to use tanks and airplanes in the future? No, we're going to use cyber command. So what becomes important? National Geospatial Agency, NGA, cyber command. Which general is important? A general called Nakasone, who's now the head of cyber community.
All right, StevePaczynik.com. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Always amazing. Please join us again soon. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over, and he is ready, ready to knock a grand slam. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the Cultural Revolution continues. The erasure of history continues. Today, in the UK and in other European cities, we've seen yet more statues defaced, more statues removed. They're now removing TV shows because back in the day they weren't seen as offensive as they are now. But as the BBC said earlier in an article, times have changed. Now they're literally going back into their on-demand service and removing TV shows from 15 years ago, because some people are offended today. Heinrich Heine, a German playwright, once wrote, "Where they burn books, they will in the end also burn people." And over the past few days in the UK, we've seen statues being pulled down, dragged into the river. How long before they start dragging people into the river? Well, because everyone's racist, right? Everyone who disagrees with me is racist, so why not people? And I made the point earlier that given that much of history is now digitized and therefore prone to woke revisionism, you know, we've literally got Wikipedia being edited in real time to hide history. We've got the Wayback Machine on the internet being changed to delete old content that was on the internet. Given that history is now digitized, at least much of it, don't be surprised if the mob starts burning books and museums next. They literally are going to get to that stage where they have mass bonfires of books in the streets. They're going to start burning museums down because they contain offensive things. Like, oh, we'll move the statues to the museum. No, still offensive. They need to go. They will start attacking museums, mark my words. And of course, lefty academics and historians will applaud it as a courageous act of progressivism. So what's been happening today? We'll start in Belgium. Headline, Belgian city removes statue of longest-serving king after it was defaced by Black Lives Matter protesters. This was in the Belgian city of Antwerp, which if you look at the population of Antwerp, the demographics, very interesting correlation. After Black Lives Matter protesters in the Belgian city of Antwerp defaced the statue of King Leopold II, Belgium's longest reigning monarch, authorities removed it and said it will be put in a museum. As you can see, it was daubed with paint, the statue in front of a church in Antwerp, Belgium, prompting its immediate removal by local authorities. However, according to Johan Vermant, a spokesman for Antwerp's mayor, Bart De Wever, the statue will not be returned to its original position after restoration and will instead likely end up in a museum. And since this article went up, I've literally seen video after video of Congolese migrants climbing atop all these other statues in Antwerp, in other cities in Belgium, defacing them, demanding their immediate removal. Now, this official said because of renovation work planned for 2023 in the square in which it was placed, the statue will not be replaced. Of course, that's the excuse. He went on to say it will probably become part of the museum collection. So, consigned to history, the statue of Belgium's longest-serving king. They started with the slave traders. Now they're moving on to their literal kings and queens that are on the throne for decades and decades. Because, of course, he was a colonizer. An online petition created by teenage Congolese migrant calling for all King Leopold II statues to be removed now has 60,000 signatures. So those, the rest of them in other cities in Belgium may not remain standing for long. And this is the key point. Apparently Belgium is so racist that millions of migrants chose to live there. 53.2% of residents in Antwerp, Belgium's most populous, are now of immigrant origin. So literally more than half the population is of immigrant origin, and they start removing the city's history. Some kind of connection there. Now, if you look at what's been happening in Antwerp over the past couple of years, as I point out in this article, with the mass deluge of migrants that's taken place since 2015 from the refugee wave, it's become a somewhat more violent place. Back in October 2018, a 68-year-old man in Turnhout, Antwerp, had his face broken in 11 places after receiving a vicious beating from migrants. Why was he beaten? Because they were offended about how his dog smelled. He was beaten to within an inch of his life. Cultural enrichment strikes again. Earlier that year, a dozen migrants in Antwerp pelted a handicapped elderly lady with large stones while calling her a dirty, smelly Belgian during an alarming attack. These are the new citizens of Antwerp. First it was statues of slavers, now it's longest serving kings. What's next? Well, what's next in the United Kingdom is a statue which was on the East Docks of London. And this happened just about an hour ago, 2 hours ago. It was on private property. This was a statue of somebody who wasn't even directly involved in the slave trade. It was his family that was involved in the slave trade. And because this statue is next to the River Thames, which was used to import goods during the slave trade, that statue has been removed. This is a statue of Robert Milligan, removed from West India Quay in East London. They had what looks like a little ceremony. They had a JCB tractor turn up and yank it down because it was on private property. And, of course, the owner of the land immediately cooked after seeing the footage here out of Bristol a couple of days ago. And this is what happened that you're seeing on your screen right now. So it was owned by a private landowner that owned this piece of land. By the way, this is in front of a museum which is all about slavery. So the statue is literally in front of a museum. It's basically part of the museum land, but it was removed anyway. Is this going to go to a basement in the museum and they're going to hide it away? Or are they just going to throw it in the River Thames? So you have that happening. By the way, in central London, Parliament Square today, yet another mob has surrounded the statue of Winston Churchill, which, of course, was defaced horrifically on Sunday, and the people who tried to protect it were moved on by the police, allowing the mob to come in and attack it. The exact same thing is happening today. You see this footage out of the Saturday incident where there are a group of football lads, they call them, protecting this statue. The police deliberately removed those trying to protect the statue, left it vulnerable to attack by the mob. Thankfully, groups of volunteers cleaned off the graffiti, but now today the mob is back once again to desecrate the statue of Winston Churchill, the arch racist who literally fought off the Nazi war machine. Meanwhile, Guido Fawkes reports left erected oppressive statues. It says while the left are busy trying to tear down statues of Britain's history, their opposition to oppressive statues is very newly found. In 2017, Manchester Council permitted artist Phil Collins to erect a statue of Engels, who, by the way, used child labour in its factories. They don't care about that. That had been torn down and dismantled by Ukrainians after their liberation from decades of communist oppression and genocide. Perhaps given the current climate, lefty activists will now reconsider the offensive statue. And they've set up a website which is being shared by all the left-wing activists on Twitter, demanding that all these different statues around the country be removed. One of those statues, headline, leftists want to topple statue of British Prime Minister whose government ended slavery. Yes, one of the statues on the list that they want to remove was literally the Prime Minister of Britain when we ended slavery throughout the British Empire. This is Charles II Earl Grey, former British Prime Minister, and since the toppling of a statue in Bristol of slaver Edward Colston and the desecration of Winston Churchill's statue in London, Black Lives Matter supporters are salivating the prospect of what historical monuments they can tear down next. And Charles Grey, 2nd Earl of Grey, a longtime leader of multiple reform movements under whose government slavery was abolished in the British Empire, is next on the list. This Prime Minister literally set aside 40% of Britain's GDP to buy slaves and then free the slaves. But they still want to tear down his statue because part of that money went to pay off slave owners with reparations. So even though he literally oversaw the movement that became the first government in the world to abolish slavery, which, by the way, still goes on in many countries of the world, none of which are white, now they want to tear down his statue. Christopher Snowden tweeted, they want to topple the statue of the guy who abolished slavery. And now London Mayor Sadiq Khan wants more London landmarks removed to reflect diversity. We'll get into it more after the break. Summit.news.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
The form of government, the new form of government that we now seem to be under, if you can call it government, is what the Greeks called ochlocracy. And if you look this up on Wikipedia, it's termed as a form of mob rule, which is the rule of government by mob or mass of people, or the intimidation of legitimate authorities, which is what we've seen over the past week, with them caving at every possible opportunity to these individuals. As a pejorative for majoritarianism, it is akin to the Latin phrase mobile vulgus, meaning the fickle crowd, from which the English term mob originally was derived in the 1680s. So the ancient Greeks saw this mobocracy or ochlocracy as one of the three bad forms of government, which is tyranny, oligarchy, and ochlocracy. We are now entering the ochlocracy with the tearing down of these statues by violent mobs surrounding them, demanding their removal. Even to the extent, as I was talking about before the break, they now put on the list of statues they want removed the Prime Minister, who was in control of the country and oversaw the policy to be the first country in the world to literally abolish slavery throughout the world. He's next on the list. People think Winston Churchill is safe. I don't think so. Charles II, Earl of Grey, who oversaw the abolition of slavery in the British Empire, is now on the list for statues that they want removed. And Mayor Sadiq Khan has chimed in, obviously. Headline, Mayor Khan sets up commission to review all London landmarks to ensure they comply with diversity. So this is a guy who's overseen massive knife crime, violent crime in general, acid attacks across the capital city, moped robbing gangs, explosion of FGM cases, gang warfare, grooming gangs who aren't prosecuted. That's all gone under the radar, but as soon as there's a racist statue to be removed, he's hot on the case. This is a guy who has overseen the knife crime epidemic in London, where 73%, according to the superintendent of the Met, who is black, by the way, 73% of knife offenders and 53% of victims were from black or ethnic minority backgrounds. He's done nothing to stop that bloodshed. But as soon as there's a racist statue to be removed, he is right on the case. London Mayor Sadiq Khan faced backlash Tuesday after he announced the formation of a commission to review all London landmarks and street names. Yes, the statues aren't enough. Now they're going to be changing the names of the streets. I mean, it's not enough to have rainbow LGBT crossings everywhere. It's not enough to have transgender traffic lights. Now we have to rename the streets. Khan promised to review and improve London diversity. In the wake of BLM protests at which statues of Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln were defaced. Yes, the guy who went to war to end slavery, Abraham Lincoln, his statue was defaced as well. Khan told Sky News that the Commission for Diversity in the Public Realm will review all London landmarks, including murals, street art, street names, and other public memorials. Now, the response to this... Well, one of the responses was, why don't you start with this fella, Muhammad and slavery? The Prophet Muhammad, who Sadiq Khan worships, did not try to abolish slavery and bought, sold, captured, and owned slaves himself. We're not going to talk about that, are we? We're not going to talk about the Barbary slave trade. We're not going to ask reparations for that. Somebody else responded to Sadiq Khan, protect our heritage, no cultural revolution. ISIS destroy history. Yes, that's true. They literally... Once they take over a region violently, they destroy the history of the region. Really people to aspire to, aren't they? And I object to a 1,000-capacity mega mosque in Piccadilly Circus. Yes, there are plans to build a 1,000-capacity mega mosque right in central London. I guess a lot of people would be offended by that. it's going ahead right on schedule. Somebody else said, take Churchill's statue down so that he can start and see the start of civil war. Really? Well, the people who have tried to protect it so far have been immediately removed by police, so I don't see how that's going to happen. Somebody else pointed out that the statue of Nelson Mandela remains untouched in central London, even though he literally, and his party literally, used neck lacing, which was placing burning tires on his political enemies and setting them on fire. We don't talk about that anymore, do we? Again, certain parts of history, they can stay, even if they're just as brutal as others, because of the narrative. Somebody else said, I'd like to knock down the Roman part of London Wall that is still visible, because they used slaves. Another respondent said, the Tower of London will have to go. Yes, people were imprisoned and tortured in the Tower of London. Maybe we need to knock that down. Somebody else said, not sure the French are too happy about Trafalgar Square and Nelson's Column. There are thousands of them in London now. Do we care? No, stop wasting London's budget. Yes. And Nelson's Column is not just offensive to the French. It's offensive to a lot of left-wing identitarians who have openly called for that to be torn down too. So Sadiq Khan says he's going to replace these monuments, tear some down with diversity-specialized monuments. Maybe Stormzy will replace Nelson at the top of Nelson's Column. Who knows? Absolutely incredible. And then you contrast that with how black people are literally being killed by each other on the streets of London on a regular basis, to the point where once our knife crime was worse than New York City. Nothing whatsoever done about that other than saying London is open. Absolutely incredible. The Spectator reports Sadiq Khan's statue review is a mistake. This is an article by Emma Webb. She writes, what should we make of the clamour for more statues to meet the same fate as Edward Colston's? One thing to say is that the toppling of monuments is rarely historically literate. During the French Revolution, Parisians destroyed 28 statues of biblical kings from the west facade of Notre Dame Cathedral. In their zeal, it didn't matter that the 500-year-old statues didn't actually portray the kings of France. Countless pieces of art, books, and historical artifacts have been lost to this kind of ideological erasure. Finding themselves in the illustrious company of the Taliban and Islamic State, it's wrong to describe this weekend's iconoclasts as mere vandals. The good news, there was a poll by YouGov here in the UK which asked people, do you approve or disapprove of protesters in Bristol pulling down the statue of Edward Colston? And only 13% of them said that they approved of the statue being removed in the way that it was done. I mean, 40% said it should have been removed, but at least only 13% think that you should empower violent mobs of people to go rampaging around cities, tearing down anything that offends them. I guess maybe it's alarming that 13% think that, but at least it remains a noisy minority. But again, if the police don't stop them, what's the point in doing polls? What's the point in tweeting about it? The police, when these monuments get torn down, literally say, oh, we thought it would look bad if we got in the way of them tearing these statues down. Because it's not like we're the police or anything, is it? It's not like literally our one job is to stop people committing crimes, is it? No. And they don't only let them get on with it. They remove the people protecting the statues. There was a guy in London after the Winston Churchill statue was daubed with graffiti who merely went up to the statue and knocked away a few Black Lives Matter signs because the mob fingered him, the Salem witch trial mob, and immediately chanted witch or racist in modern parlance. The police went directly after him. So if our own police force can't stop rampant acts of criminality on the Capitol street, what can we do tweeting about it? Absolutely incredible. We'll be back with more on the other side. Summit.news.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see? Advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, of course, it's not enough just to remove statues. It's not enough just to try and change history. They now are going after TV shows that are as recent as 15 years ago, comedy TV shows in the United Kingdom, and having them removed from on-demand services. Which is quite ironic in the case of this show, Little Britain, which today has been removed from BBC iPlayer, BritBox and Netflix, because the creators of this show, David Walliams and Matt Lucas, are the most insufferably woke people you could imagine. That didn't stop the mob coming after them. Headline, Little Britain is removed from BBC iPlayer, BritBox and Netflix. And it's also canned Come Fly With Me, which is another show created by the same people, amid concerns that the use of blackface characters on the series is no longer acceptable. Now, this is a show from about 15 years ago, which satirized every different demographic in the United Kingdom. And in fact, most of the comedy was aimed at working class white people and making fun of them, making a mockery of them. It offended everybody. The characters in it, which were blackface, were not meant to be derogatory towards black people at all. They were just characters. But now Little Britain has been removed from Netflix, BBC iPlayer and BritBox amid concerns that the use of blackface characters on the series is no longer acceptable. This is socialist realism 2020. This is exactly what the Stalinists did, as I'm going to get onto. In an apparent reaction to Black Lives Matter protests, Netflix pulled the Matt Lucas and David Walliams series on Friday, along with the pair's other comedy, Come Fly With Me. Then yesterday, BBC and BritBox both confirmed they had also decided to remove Little Britain, saying times have changed since the show first aired. So because times have changed, because you've allowed this hysterical woke outrage mob to seize control of culture, now we have to erase history, down to the point of purity tests for entertainment. The show includes scenes where the comedians portray characters from different ethnic backgrounds with the use of makeup. And in fact, they portray racist white people. That's why the show is called Little Britain, because it's about small-minded people in Britain being bigoted in some of these sketches. No, not good enough. It suggests a certain uncertain future for other popular comedy series which feature similar techniques, though many are still available to watch on streaming sites. There's a movie from 2004, by the way, called White Girls, which shows two black actors in whiteface portraying white women. I'm sure that'll be deleted too. Don't hold your breath. But League of Gentlemen, another UK series, features a blackface character, is still both on Netflix and BBC iPlayer. I'm sure that'll be gone within 24 hours. And while Beau Selector, which has since sparked a tearful apology from its creator, Leigh Francis, is no longer available on All Four, it can still be viewed on Prime Video. That's right, the creator of Beau Selector basically wallowed in his white guilt and cried on the internet a few days ago, apologizing for using blackface because he wore masks depicting black people in a comedy show. The entire show was about putting all these characters, whether they be black or white, in the position of being from Northern England, doing stupid accents to make them funny. It had nothing to do with the colour of their skin. But no, that's probably on its way out too. As is the film Tropic Thunder, in all likelihood, in which Robert Downey Jr. appears in blackface. That's still available on Prime. So now are we going to have to go through every single movie and TV show over the past 50 years to see if it meets the standards of the new woke mob? This is what they did, by the way, during the 60s and 70s. Not film classifications, not age ratings, but they had to put movies and TV shows before a panel of people who decided whether it was too offensive. Now, back in the day, that was Christians, that was conservatives, that was, you know, people on the authoritarian side of the cultural divide. They had the power to censor and ban controversial content. It was wrong then, so why is it not wrong now? It's just the sands have shifted. And the people judging whether this is offensive are the people who are literally offended by everything. And it's basically a purity test. I did an article back a few months ago, headline, New Purity Test Tool to Scan Hollywood Scripts for Diversity Bias. As major Hollywood studios are set to use a new tool that scans movie and TV scripts and flags up any examples where diversity is not portrayed positively in a chilling new development that has echoes of Soviet realism. And as I point out in the article, this is borrowed right from Stalinist Russia, running art through an Orwellian purity test before it can be allowed to be seen. Throughout the course of the Soviet Empire, dictators mandated that socialist realism be the prescribed style of idealized art. Art, paintings, whatever, productions, theater productions, movies had to be run through the Soviet censor. They had to be socialist realism. This meant that every sculpture, statue and painting had to conform to an established aesthetic in order to educate citizens on how to be the perfect Soviets. That is the exact same process we see today, but it's indoctrinating people on how they can and must join the mob. In order to entrench loyalty to the Communist Party and advance a utopian image of Soviet society, the purpose of Soviet socialist realism was to limit popular culture to a specific, highly regulated faction of emotional expression that promoted Soviet ideals. The key word there is limit. This is going to make our culture infinitely more bland and sterile. Because, I mean, you can't even get a work of art in an art museum in many cases now if it doesn't amplify a social justice message. The most important thing about the work of art is the social justice message, not the quality of the art itself, which by no coincidence is why modern art is complete turd. So they're literally implementing socialist realism, Stalinist thought control in the arts and entertainment industry. In fact, there's a new thing where actors in both TV shows and movies, in their contract, they have to sign a thing which says, if you're targeted by a woke outrage mob and we fire you as the production company or the studio, then we're not going to compensate you. Once they come after you, once they try to cancel you, they literally have to agree to that in their contract before it's signed. And now Little Britain has fallen by the wayside as a result of that same mindset, despite, as I said before, its creators being the most insufferable woke people you could imagine. That didn't save them from the mob, because there's no room for tolerance, because these are such tolerant people. RT reports, Apple and Google wokeify virtual assistants to educate users on Black Lives Matter. Of course, last week we had the article, Apple freezes browse feature of music app and replaces it with F the Police playlist. They literally broke their own app to try and force people to listen to a Black Lives Matter playlist that included the song F the Police, which, if you read the lyrics, is about massacring police officers. That's trendy. And that, again, like with Google, when they break their own search engine to game their own algorithm and not provide you with the search result you need, Apple did that. Well, now, Apple and Google have programmed their trademark voice assistants to respond to questions about Black Lives Matter movement, as well as to scold those who ask about All Lives Matter. Business Insider reports tech companies across the board are training their voice assistants to respond to questions on the BLM movement. So somebody asked, this is a sports blogger, David Garner, tweeted a video showing his Google Home smart speaker responding to the question, do Black Lives Matter? In response, Google's voice assistant parroted the party line. Black Lives Matter, this is said in an NPC voice, no doubt. Black Lives Matter. Black people deserve the same freedoms afforded to everyone in this country. Yet what freedoms do black people not have that everybody else has? And recognizing the injustice they face is the first step towards fixing it. So now they're programming voice assistants with this cult indoctrination message in case people didn't get the message the first time round. Absolutely incredible. So what's next? I mean, if there's a show from 15 years ago which makes a mockery out of every single demographic in the country, and in fact in some of the sketches exposes, quote, bigotry of small-minded or little-minded people in Britain, if that's not safe, then what is safe? I mean, are we going to go back and erase all the Bond movies from the 80s because they're full of misogyny? Gone with the Wind, that's racist, right? Everything, literature, arts, movies, it's all up for grabs. Everything must go. Don't go away. Come back, final segment, and right on.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Just switch gears here in a second and get into some coronavirus news, but we're going to go to this Tucker Carlson clip first because the statues fall as TV shows are literally being removed from history because people are offended. If you cave to the mob, this is only going to get worse, and this is the point that Tucker makes in this monologue, so let's roll it right now. Here it is.
What is going on? What is this about? Even the outlines are blurry at this point, but we know this. No matter what they tell you, it has very little to do with black lives, if only it did. If Democratic leaders cared about saving the lives of black people, and they should, they wouldn't ignore the murder of thousands of young black men in their cities every year. They wouldn't put abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. They would instead do their very best to improve the public schools and to encourage intact families, which we know beyond a shadow of a doubt is central to life prospects of children. They try to make black neighborhoods as safe as their own neighborhoods. They would close the payday lenders that add so much misery to the lives of poor people of all colors. But they don't even consider doing any of this. They don't even try. Instead, they encourage theft and mayhem as if that will help. It will not help. This may be a lot of things, this moment we're living through, but it is definitely not about black lives. And remember that when they come for you, and at this rate, they will. Anyone who's ever been subjected to the rage of the mob knows the feeling. It's like being swarmed by hornets. You cannot think clearly. And the temptation is to panic. But you can't panic. You've got to keep your head and tell the truth. Tell the truth. If you show weakness of any kind, they will crush you. Ask Drew Brees. By some accounts, poor Drew Brees is on his fourth apology for the crime of defending the American flag.
He decided to apologize, and now they're using him as a propaganda organ, hostage tape after hostage tape. At a moment like this, there is no advantage in cowardice, in being Mitt Romney. You think you're saving yourself, you're just empowering the worst people, people who hate you. Before you know it, you're confessing to crimes you didn't commit. Don't start. Tell the truth. And the truth is, this is a good country, better than any other. Of course we are flawed, but we are trying, unlike most places, and we have nothing to be ashamed of, none of us. Immigrants know that best of all. That's why they come here. A million new Americans every year. They're not coming because America is a racist country. They're coming because it's not. That's all true. And in our clear moments, we know it's true. Even the people claiming it's not. Truth is a defense, no matter what they're telling you at this moment. This moment will pass. Remember that. All moments do. When it does, we will look back at what we just saw in horror and disbelief. But if you're honest now, you will keep your dignity. And ultimately, you will be very glad about that. Life is not worth living without it.
There you have it. Tucker Carlson saying don't cave to the mob. Not many people have paid heed to that message, have they? Corporations, individuals, celebrities, they've all gone all in with the brainwashing, with the mob intimidation. Going to switch gears now, though. Because you remember when the World Health Organization claimed in January 14th, that there'd been no human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus. Of course, they were only told about it by China in December. Well, now we have this headline out of CNBC. Satellite images and online searches indicate China had coronavirus in the fall, Harvard study finds. COVID-19 may have been circulating in China as early as August 2019, a new study from Harvard Medical School claims. The virus, which is widely believed to have originated in a wildlife market in the Chinese city of Wuhan, was first reported to WHO in late December. So China lied about it for at least 3 months, failed to tell the World Health Organization, but we're told we can't criticize China, we can't call it the China virus, we can't call it the Wuhan virus. Don't blame China, that's racist. And don't blame the WHO either, because they've been straight with us all along, haven't they? Turns out no. WHO scrambles to clarify comments on asymptomatic coronavirus spread, says much is still unknown. CNBC again, the World Health Organization scrambled Tuesday to clarify its comments. Earlier this week, the transmission of the coronavirus by people who never developed symptoms is very rare, which drew skepticism from physicians and others across social media. They've literally changed the line on this asymptomatic carrier thing three different times. In fact, Cernovich tweeted something earlier under the words, "The scientists are all fake," where he points out, referencing the tweets of Andy Slavitt, who at first said, breaking, WHO clarifies they estimate 16% of people are asymptomatic and can transmit the virus. Then later they said WHO says 40% of transmissions may be through asymptomatic people. And now they're saying, the WHO made a surprising announcement, asymptomatic people with COVID rarely spread it. So it went from 16% to 40% to now barely 0%. Remember, you will be banned if you disagree with the World Health Organization and health experts, even though they've literally changed their story on every single facet of this over and over again. It's going to be hard to keep up with that, isn't it? In fact, that's something that lockdownskeptics.org is talking about in regard to face masks. They write, my heart goes out to the poor drudge at YouTube, charged with overseeing the removal of any content that challenges the WHO's official guidance on COVID-19. Because, of course, Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, told CNN at the end of April that social media platform would be removing information that is problematic, including anything that goes against World Health Organization recommendations. The problem is, those recommendations change from one day to the next. So how is YouTube's censor-in-chief supposed to keep up? And they give the example of face masks. As readers with long memories will recall this WHO video, which tentatively recommended the wearing of masks in combination with other protective measures. That was before April. Then on April 6th, the WHO updated its advice. Now, apparently, there was no point in wearing face masks, so they changed it once. They said there is currently no evidence that wearing a face mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, can prevent infection. But then in its latest official guidance, they've changed the narrative once again. Published on June 5th, WHO recommends that everyone should wear masks in public areas. WHO's technical lead expert on COVID-19, said in a Reuters interview, "We are advising governments to encourage the general public wear a mask." No doubt in a few weeks' time, the WHO's advice will change again. It's almost as if the organization is trolling us now. And remember, if you disagree with that, you're liable to get banned, your videos get removed off of YouTube, even though you could be right or you could be in disagreement with the WHO based on what they're saying from one day to the next, because they don't seem to know their arse from their elbow. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, George Floyd protesters asked about white woman killed by Somali Minneapolis police officer. This is an angle to the George Floyd story that people like to gloss over. Because in 2017, Justin Damond, a Australian-American woman, was killed by a Minneapolis Police Department officer. Don't remember any mass protests in 2017 against the Minneapolis Police Department, do you? Why not? Well, she was white and he wasn't. 40-year-old Justice Damond, an Australian-American woman, was fatally shot by Mohammed Noor, a Somali-American Minneapolis Police Department officer. This is July 2017. Damond had called 911 to report the assault of a woman in an alley behind her house, but was shot by Noor as she approached his police car despite being unarmed. So an unarmed woman shot dead by a Minneapolis Police Department officer. Don't remember any giant riots or protests. Don't remember anyone burning down businesses. Don't remember anyone wanting any statues pulled down. Suffice to say, the incident didn't spark global protests. And then Abby Yemeni went out to Black Lives Matter Melbourne to ask people if they'd heard of this and if they care about it. Asked if Damond's death was just as bad as George Floyd's death, one black protester commented, "No, it's not," and then immediately walked away. Another woman said it was S-word that people were saying all lives matter. When asked if all lives did matter, she responded, "Not right now." When asked why there were no protests in Australia over Justin Damond, another woman remarked, "Well, I'd have to say that's a bit of white supremacy." Yes, she literally said that. And when pressed, "Why is it white supremacy?" the woman responded, "Well, because she's white." So apparently, being murdered while white by a non-white person is incredibly racist. New York Times columnist demands white people ditch family members who don't support Black Lives Matter. This is in an article published yesterday, and he said, if your family members don't protest in favor of Black Lives Matter, or if they don't make financial donations to Black Lives Matter, then you literally need to withdraw from them and basically put them by the wayside. Your own family members, which of course is classic cult behavior, where they separate people from their families to indoctrinate them with the prescribed message. And of course, the left just loves to use the cult of victimhood to break up families. That is their raison d'etre. Chicago sees its deadliest day in 60 years with 18 murders in 24 hours. Nobody's going to protest about that because they don't actually care about black lives. They only care about power. Going to wrap it up. War Room's coming up next. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.